Coast. Big win last week. Defeated Westwood 41-21. A game that probably felt like a roller coaster ride. Just talk about the game a little bit. First quarter, really first half. First quarter, I think both teams had more penalty yards than they did line of scrimmage yards. I'm not exactly sure on that number, but it was pretty ugly in the first. Second quarter, early, Westwood got on the board twice, and then we were able to answer out there before halftime. But the second half, the team that came out of the locker room, and I applaud you again on second half adjustments, but just a different team, just a different mindset when y'all walked out. I do want to point out two young men, and then we'll talk about the team. James Phillips was our offensive player of the game, over 200 yards rushing. What was the official number for him?
I guess 226.
226 and five touchdowns. Asa Henson on defense.
Yep. Awesome.
Right there before halftime, I thought Asa Henson really impacted the game, started impacting the game there. Kemp Westwood, who was driving the ball down the field, out of the end zone, drove him back there. They were in field goal range at one point, and he had a couple sacks there, but came out and just dominated the second half. First half, Westwood quarterback able to sit back in the pocket, 8-10 seconds sometimes, survey the field, and Asa Henson really took that away the second half. So both those young men did a great job, and great team victory. James Phillips, I don't know what y'all said to him at halftime, but he came out in the second half and he was a different running back. I mean, he was getting north and south really fast. He was running over people, running really hard. So just talk about that game and the transition from first half to second half, because it was like night and day.
Well, the biggest thing we've really talked about at halftime, we've been trying to stress to our kids, I'll give you the simplistic view, but I'll tell them, guys, it's high school football. Football is not an instinctual game. You have to be trained. And so preparation is the biggest thing. Let's don't make this game harder than it needs to be. As coaches, we make the game complicated, not the players. I said, so scheme is not what wins a game. I've never once out-schemed another coach. Now, I've had kids that have out-executed and out-efforted the other team. And so we just talked about, it's not our scheme that's going to win the game. It's not our scheme that's got us in a bind. It's that we are too good a ball club to be putting forth that type of evidence on film. That's the bottom line. And, we believe in them. And we just need them to believe in each other. And so, the whole thing was about just get out there and play for each other. I just need you to start loving each other. Just start believing in what we're doing. And then just do it, the best that you can and as hard as you can. And it's amazing what happens when you, go hard. Luck seems to find the guy that's going 100 miles an hour. So, James kind of took it on his shoulders to play with some emotion and kind of became an emotional leader for us. I thought the offensive line really took it to heart a little bit, and we're doing some things in the run game to provide James with a little bit of crease. And as on that long run he showed there in the third quarter, he doesn't need much of a crease, just get him a little bit. Defense, we settled in, and again, just started executing the simple keys that we give them. And I thought, again, Coach Masters and Coach Carr did a good job of rotating the defensive line, getting Asa the rest when it was needed, but getting him in there at the crucial times. We call it stealing minutes. And if we can get guys to play a minute here, a couple of plays there, we've got fresh batteries, so to speak, we're going to be a lot better. And Ace is one of those guys, when his battery's fully charged, he can flat get it. And we just don't burn him out in some senseless downs. And I thought they did a really good job of putting him in at crucial situations. And it seemed like every time we needed to play, Asa was fresh and Asa made the play. And then, of course, at the end, guys that we know that we can count on and we need to step up did, with Jamal Randall getting the interception and taking it back, and that was a big backbreaker. And then coming back the next series and Eric Beshears doing what he does and being a ball hawk and picking one off as well and really kind of slamming the door shut. And then again, the offensive line and James Phillips just going to work and finishing it. So this week has been about trying to build on that and stay hungry, and don't come out and just go through the motions and expect, you know, a natural ability or some magic scheme. I'm like, golly, you don't have a very good coach, so you better out-execute people because we're not going to outsmart them. And that's really all we did at halftime. I mean, when somebody says, well, what was your halftime adjustment? I just said, play better. And not to make light of it, but I think our kids understood, hey, we've done this ourselves, and we're the ones that's going to fix it, and they did. So it wasn't anything coaching staff did. It was the players just getting after and playing in the second half. So, you know, this week, you know, Groveton, you know, are they the team that they were in the late 80s, early 90s? No, but they're you know, Coach Steubing's done a really good job there. They're on the way back. I mean, they're a very physical ball club, very smart ball club. You know, you look at them and, you know, again, on paper you may go, I don't really see it there. But next thing you know, they've scored 49 and you're like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
So they put some points up and, you know, they're not going to out-scheme people, but they will get out there and out-hustle you and out-effort you and out-execute you. If we're not careful, we're going to have to really start the game fast. So that's every week. You know, we just come out and, you know, we're too good to put a bad quarter or a bad half on film.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, looking at the two games you had, I guess it's safe to say you really can't narrow down the identity of the offense yet. I mean, you had one game where Brett Hoffman was able to pick them apart in the air, and then last week, you know, it was mainly a ground and pound attack. So, you know, I think that, in my opinion, that ground attack is going to really open up that passing game down the road. And if y'all can continue to have that success on the ground, I think that'll benefit you in the long run. But, you know, you see them grow every week. Maybe they can take it to the Indians. So, best of luck this week, Coach.